this last part, Jones talks about why it's important for his stories to have an emotional payoff.
Yeah, it's a fine line. It's a fine line between Oliver Stoning, which is what I call beating the reader over the head. You must cry at this point. And having sort of genuine emotion in a story. You know, part of that line is restraint, I think, which is a funny thing to learn, and I still haven't got it. Luckily, my editor is very good at cutting up the stuff that when I go too far with something. But I want to write stories that count for something. I want to write stories that mean something to people. I think a lot of journalists enter a part of their life where they feel like they've been on the sidelines the whole time, that they're writing about people doing amazing things, but they're not doing amazing things themselves. And I think for me, how I sort of rationalize that is if I can write a story that maybe... I mean, it's too much to ask that you're going to write a story that changes someone's life, but you might write a story that changes their day or changes some small way about how they think about things. And yeah, sometimes you hope that the story you wrote makes some difference somewhere. Something like The Things That Carried Him. You know, part of my investment in that story was the hope that people would stop for a minute and not just think about, oh, four more soldiers died today or 45 Iraqis died today, but actually put names to those faces and actually think about them not as numbers. You know, that's the kind of process I sort of go through when I'm trying to decide what to write about. I want a story with a payoff. I want a story where at the end, the reader is happy that they read the story and that they feel happy or sad or whatever I'm hoping they're feeling at that moment. Maybe it's thinking too big about things. I don't know. It's just how I sort of get by the fact that sometimes I wonder whether I'm not doing as important stuff as I should be doing. And I think that's how I've sort of figured it out for myself.